the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us. We're trusting that the Lord will use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings, for we realize that it is in Thee that we live and move and have our being. Now we thank you for our congregation today, and as this service goes forth, I trust that you will be able to make it a blessing to each and to every heart. You see our congregation. You know those that have physical needs. You know those that have spiritual needs. And we know that you're a God of love. And I know that you're a God of power. And I know that you're able to minister to each one. And we pray that in Jesus' name, you'll take our broadcast, make it a blessing to souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The title of our subject today, From Darkness to Light. And our text of Scripture is 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar or a separate people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Before I get into the thought of the message, there's a hymn in our hymn book that I'd like to read the words for you. This was written by the late Daniel Warner, and it's entitled In the Light of God. Along a dark and gloomy path, I grope beneath the shades of death. No hope beyond my dying breath, till light from my Savior came. My darkness now is passed away. In Jesus all is perfect day. And peace and comfort ever stay, since Christ is my perfect light. O Jesus, to all my heart so sweet, thy words a light unto my feet. How holy, happy, and complete I walk in the precious light. All glory to my Savior's name, to do thy will, my highest aim. Thy favors more than earthly fame, thy smile is my constant light. In the light of God, now my soul is singing, all is bright. In the light of God, I'm now in the light of God. The word darkness is used in different ways. And on this broadcast, I want to use it as symbolical or representative of moral or spiritual depravity. Sin is not something good, something desirable. It'll cost you very, very much. It'll cost you your eternity-bound soul. Notice what the Apostle John says in 1 John 2:11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Let us look at this verse of Scripture in 1 John 2:11. Sin puts your eyes out. You walk in darkness. Solomon said, the fool walketh in darkness. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 14. You don't know where you are going because you are blinded and darkness has blinded your eyes. Jesus said, he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. John chapter 12 and verse 35. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay, and it will cost you more than you want to pay. That's the words of a song, but they are absolutely true. Now, darkness is the wrong way. There are two ways taught in the Bible, and darkness is the wrong way. You must leave the way of righteousness to walk in darkness. No, you cannot walk in the way of righteousness and unrighteousness at the same time. You cannot walk in darkness and walk in the light at the same time. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we read in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. There are multitudes of people today in the religious world who think they are doing what is right and are walking in the right path while they're still walking in darkness. I do not say that as judgmental or of being critical. I say that as a fact. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Jesus said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he also said that the devil would appear as an angel of light to deceive the very elect, if possible. So, beloved, make sure that you are walking in the light and not in deception. Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 14. The darkness of sin has power. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 53, Jesus spoke of the power of darkness. when they came to arrest him. He spoke of the power of darkness. And we are using the word darkness here, representing immorality, sin, wickedness, and evil. And beloved, sin is powerful. It holds multitudes of people in its sway. And they cannot of themselves break loose from it. No, you cannot save yourself. You may quit some habits, but still, sin will have you blinded. It'll have you bound. There's only one way to escape the power of sin, the power of darkness, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul spoke of the power of darkness in Colossians 1 and 13. How many billions of people are bound in by sinful habits of life? How many are bound by false religion? And I do not say that, again I say, to be critical or judgmental, but I want you to think with me today about the power of darkness and being made free from darkness by walking in the light. So be careful of what you believe, be careful of what you accept, and be careful what you follow. For there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. As strange as it may be, many love darkness. Yes, many love darkness. And I'm still talking about the darkness of sin. Again, I quote Jesus, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." And that's St. John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Again, I say, as strange as it may seem, men do love darkness rather than light, and Jesus said so. Again, there is religious darkness as well as out-and-out sin. Following darkness leads to eternal darkness. So we read in Matthew chapter 22, and verse 13. Now let us look at the word light. Life as we know it could not exist on this earth without light. And spiritual life cannot exist without spiritual light. Our text says the children of God have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. God calls people out, not into darkness, but out of darkness into the light of the gospel. To be called out of darkness into this marvelous light, you must depart a life of sin and receive Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. Paul said, "The Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." So we read in Colossians 1 and 13. And of course, the kingdom of God is the kingdom of light. And God delivers us out of darkness and translates us into the kingdom of his dear Son, into the kingdom of light, when we receive Christ in reality. Again, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And that's John chapter 8 and verse 12. The Apostle John said, "If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." And that's 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Walking in the light is the basis of Christian fellowship. If we'll walk in the light, we'll have fellowship with God the Father, we'll have fellowship with Christ the Son, and we'll have fellowship one with another. But if a person refuses to walk in the light, they cannot expect to have fellowship with God, with Christ, nor with the people of God. It takes walking in the light. Now, when you first get saved, you don't know everything. And in fact, there's no one on the earth that does know everything. But whenever you first get saved, there may be a lot of spiritual truths that you do not know. But if you have a heart that is willing to accept and to walk in all the truth that God allows to shine on your pathway, then you are walking in the light. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So walking in the light, I say, is the basis of Christian fellowship. We read in Psalm 119, verse 30, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." We read in Psalm 27 and 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" We read in Psalm 119 again, this time verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The church of God is the city of light. So we read in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. It tells us there, "The Lamb is the light thereof," talking about the city of God or the church of the living God. "And her members are children of light." So we read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. The Apostle Paul tells us, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Sin is darkness. Righteousness is light. We are the one who must choose whether we walk in darkness or whether we walk in the light. Yes, we are the one that must make the choice. We read in the scriptures about how Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We also read in the latter part of the book of Joshua how that Joshua gathered the children of Israel together, and he told them that they must choose. If serving God seems evil in your sight, then you must choose. But he said, "As far as me and my house are concerned, we will serve the Lord. Choose you whom you will serve." And so it is with every one of us. We must make the choice. Righteousness, I say, is light, and we are the one, and darkness is sin, and we are the one who must choose whether we walk in darkness or whether we walk in the light. Darkness leads to eternal death. yes, eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. But light leads to eternal life. Yes, there is such a thing as eternal light. And we must walk in that light to have eternal life. Jesus taught us that if we will walk in the light, we will have the light of life. And life is found only in Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven, came into this sin-cursed, sin-sick, sin-benighted world to deliver us from darkness, to deliver us from the power of sin, so that we can walk in the light and have fellowship with God, fellowship with Him, and fellowship with one another, and in the end, have eternal life. Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. You've heard me say this many times, doubtless, but it is true. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd write and let us know that you appreciate our broadcast. And our postal address is The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. There's a number of copies there, back issues, and also a number of our broadcasts are there in archives. If you missed any or want to hear one over, you can go to our webpage and get our broadcast. Also, you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today. We invite you to tune in the station next week when we come your way again, the Lord willing, with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Okay.